USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at a red, white, and blue COG Keep America Great rally in Minneapolis, Minnesota. He praises police officers and invites members on stage, and he tells the crowd the only reason Joe Biden was a good vice president is that he kissed Obama's A, as in behind. The president says he will continue to drain the swamp.
The wretched Washington swamp has been trying to nullify the results of a truly great and democratic election, the election of 2016. They're trying. They're not getting very far. They want to erase your vote like it never existed. They want to erase your voice. And they want to erase your future.
The president's son, Eric Trump, at the rally, along with Vice President Mike Pence. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allen Root, relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, and always Trump warrior. I have a message for my fellow patriots across America. President Trump is making America great again. He's the only president in my lifetime who is keeping his promises, and his biggest promise is to build that wall. President Trump can only do it with our help. If Congress won't fund Trump's wall, we will. President Trump is one man against the world, and what globalists and socialists around the world want is clear, open borders. It's time to take a stand. We either build a wall, or it's the end of the greatest nation of world history ever blessed by God. That's why I founded the Root for the Wall PAC. 63 million Trump voters together will raise the money President Trump needs for the wall. Anyone who donates $100 or more will get a beautiful commemorative wall brick. Display it proudly. Call 844-ROOT-WALL. That's toll free, 844-ROOT-WALL. Or go to rootwall.com. We will build this wall together. Call 844-ROOT-WALL or go to rootwall.com. Root for the Wall PAC. Paid for and responsible for the content of this message. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. Rootwall.com.
In USA News for Your Health, flu season is right around the corner.
It's really hard to predict how bad it's going to be, but it's anticipated to be a bad season because of what's already happened in the Southern Hemisphere.
That's Dr. Belkis Pimentel with Kaiser Permanente in Atlanta, Georgia. She tells USA Radio News.
So in Australia, they had one of the worst seasons yet for them. And so they are getting over their winter while we're starting our winter now. And so it gives us a little bit of a window of what it's going to be like here, but it's not predictive exactly because things change and there are viruses, so it's really unpredictable.
So what does Dr. Pimentel recommend you do? She tells USA Radio News.
The recommendation right now is for everybody to get their flu vaccine in order to prevent it, everybody who's 6 months and older. We don't have flu activity going on as much right now, and it's actually not measured or reported until late October.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New York Congressman Republican Lee Zeldin still has plenty of questions about the so-called whistleblower and Democrat Adam Schiff. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
As House Democrats continue to lead an impeachment inquiry over President Trump's July phone call with the Ukrainian president, the whistleblower's identity is still unknown. Congressman Lee Zeldin of New York tells Fox News.
There's a lot of focus on this whistleblower. What that statement doesn't provide any light on is why is it that before that attorney was even hired and even knew about the whistleblower complaint, that the whistleblower was already in touch with Schiff and his staff?
I'm Tim Berg.
Former South Carolina Congressman Republican Trey Gowdy leaving Fox News for a new position involving President Trump. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest now from Washington, D.C.
Fox News says it's decided to part ways with former South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy after Gowdy was named outside counsel to President Trump as the impeachment inquiry ramps up. Gowdy had joined Fox News as a contributor just a few months ago. The 55-year-old had served as the chairman of the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and he headed up the House Benghazi panel, which investigated a terrorist attack in Libya that left four Americans dead. Last week, Gowdy had said on Fox News that Representative Adam Schiff, the California Democrat leading the impeachment inquiry, was, quote, mishandling the investigation.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.